I'm appalled to learn of the extremely disgusting decision to release double rapist and child murderer Colin Pitchfork from prison. We must never forget the egregious crimes that this repugnant individual committed. And even if they took place 30-odd years ago, my constituents, particularly those individuals that were friends with Linda and Dawn, the two victims of Mr. Pitchfork, remember it as if it was yesterday. My job as the local Member of Parliament is to make sure that this situation is never forgotten. And I've been campaigning long and hard over these last 5-6 years to try and keep Pitchfork from prison. We've had some success. He was originally due to have a parole hearing 3 years ago, but because of the John Warboys situation, I was able to push and cajole and get the parole board to reschedule their hearing. So even though in the past they rescheduled and they didn't grant Pitchfork the parole, they have today granted him parole. The matter now moves from the parole board to the Secretary of State for Justice, my colleague Robert Buckland. And I've been in communications with the Secretary of State for Justice today, and I've made clear to the Secretary of State for Justice that it is now for him to decide, he's got 21 days in which to do it, to reconsider the decision that the parole board has made, this terrible decision. I've been receiving a large number of emails today from constituents and indeed from people across the country who have listened to me on the various media platforms. And without exception, they all agree that how can the parole board have made this decision to release somebody that committed these crimes? Look, Nick, I don't believe in locking people up and throwing the key away. I think we've all watched that film, The Shawshank Redemption, and we've seen Morgan Freeman's character, somebody that'd been rehabilitated. But I do think it's right that Harborough FM listeners and others across the county are right to ask, is it ever right to release somebody like Pitchfork, even if they've been rehabilitated, when they've committed such awful crimes like raping and brutally murdering two innocent teenage girls? And my view is that we should think very carefully before we release somebody like that. In fact, we've changed the law, Nick. If Pitchfork was to commit his crimes today, it is highly unlikely that he would ever be released. Indeed it will, and I've ratcheted up a notch by speaking directly now to the ministers who have 21 days from today's date to push for the parole board to reconsider this matter. So the clock is now ticking. And it's 21 days. This decision today is what's called a provisional decision. And it's provisional until the Secretary of State for Justice confirms the decision or not. So he's got 21 days, the Secretary of State for Justice, to reconsider this decision. And I'm pushing, as I say, I've corresponded with him this morning. I'm pushing for this decision to be reconsidered.